Hello, everyone. My name is Marguerite. I want to welcome you to our broadcast, Walking by Faith Ministry International. I hope you are having an excellent day. It's a great day to be alive. It's a day filled with hope and joy, and I want to encourage you today. I know there's some very troublesome times that we're living in. We believe that we're living in the end of the end times. But we have hope in Christ Jesus. So I want to welcome you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to give you that opportunity to receive him today. So I want to encourage you from the Word of God. There's life in the Word. Psalms 91 is what is on my heart today. Abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. Abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. So I want to go over this chapter. I want to touch on some points that I believe are relevant, that are encouraging to you. As I have studied the Word, and I know this is a chapter that is very familiar to so many people. So again, I just want to just go over this and encourage you in the Word of God to see what God is saying to us. And we know today we're facing some challenges with this virus they have named coronavirus. But it can be any situation, any challenge in your life that you're going through, where it is threatening your life, where it is hindering you, causing fear to you. And certainly we, you know, my husband and I, we love you. We respect you, and we don't take lightly what you may be feeling, what you're going through. So that's why I say I just want to encourage you to think differently, to think in line with what God is saying. The world is saying different things. The world is an enemy of God, is not saying the same thing God is saying. And so if you can change your mind, if you can change your thinking, you can change your world. You can change your day. You can change your whatever you're going through, so that the outcome will be different than when you went in it with a negative viewpoint. So I want to go over this verse. Verse 1, it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and He is my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust." So first of all, we see that He has to be your God. There are many people who have different gods. It's not God plus another God. It's not Jesus plus another idol. It's only one God. It's only one living God. It's only one creator. These other gods, these other idols, whatever they are, they can't speak. They can't talk to you. They can't breathe. They can't see. They don't smell. They're most of the time, there's something that has formed in your mind, in your thinking. So if we renew our thinking to what the living God has to say, our Creator has to say about the situation, then we can see the victory. And so this is for the believer. The Word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Everything that we receive from God has to be by faith. It has to be believed. If you can't see it, if you can't believe it, if you can't trust it, then you can't have it. And we know that this applies to things in the natural. It's in the natural before you can receive it in the spiritual. You have to see it in the natural. You may be looking at a vehicle, a beautiful vehicle. You can't afford it, but you see, this is something I want. This is something I believe I can achieve, something I can have. It can be a career. It can be anything you want it to be. It can be a place you want to go. It can be a relationship, but you have to believe that it can be before you can have it. That is faith. You have to go there in your mind before you can have it. And it's the same way with the opposite. If you believe negatively, you will achieve things negatively. If you're believing dark things and negative things, then you will go there. Your mind will go there first, and then you will go there. Eventually, you will wind up at that place where you first believed. So I'm wanting to encourage you that you can trust God. He is your creator. And God says that it's a figurative speech in a way that the wings, the protection, you think of wings, you think of under someone's wings is under a protective covering. You're under the covering of the Almighty God. And you're talking about the creator of the heavens and the earth. It's not just anybody. You're talking about the creator who created the sun and the moon and the stars. And he knows every star by name. And it just hangs there in the heavens. It just hangs there by the power and the word of God. And so surely we can trust what he has to say about the situation. So it says, if you trust in God to know that he is your refuge, he is your fortress, no matter what comes against you in this life, in this world, you can face it knowing God has my back. God is my covering. Praise the Lord. So verse 3, it says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. When you talk about the snare of the fowler, you're talking about a fowler is a bird or a mammoth, and a snare is a trap. It is something that is made to catch that fowler. So God is saying that this, you know, there are traps set in the world, traps by the enemy. These things are not from God, but they're from the enemy. And he says, surely, when someone says surely, when God is saying surely, he's saying, I can't believe that you would believe or doubt me. Surely this will happen. It's definitely going to happen. And it's without a doubt. And I'm surprised that you would even doubt me, because when I say it, it's a done deal. Surely he shall what deliver you from those traps of the enemy, from the snare that is laid down for us in this world. We do have an enemy, and it is not God. God is not the orchestrator of all the calamity that's going on in the world today. And as we continue to read, as I continue to encourage you, I'm praying that you will see that as you have never seen that before. So the word of God continues to say, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you, that word again, cover, protect you with his feathers. God doesn't have feathers, but it's a figurative speech of that we can relate to. We can understand what a bird looks like. God is a spirit. We can't see God. And Jesus is the express image of the Father in the flesh. So God, God the Father, he doesn't have feathers, but it's a figurative way that he can relate to you, because God's ways are so much higher than ours of what he is trying to say in his word. He wants you to understand his word. Praise the Lord. So we see that we continue to read that God will cover you, protect you, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. his truth. What does he say about the situation? What does he say about sickness and disease? His truth, not a truth that you have formed in your way of thinking, a philosophy, but that you have heard from someone else, the world view or someone else's view, but only the truth that you know will make you free. His truth will be your shield. His truth will be your buckler. And because of that, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night. No matter what they call the sickness or the disease, it could be cancer, it could be leukemia, it could be AIDS. You know, we had, it used to be AIDS when it was like a plague going around. And a plague is something that is very deadly. It is very serious. It takes many lives, and it forms fear in people. And they, if we're not on focus on what God says and what to do, he tells us what to do in these circumstances, then we will be in fear. Our peace will leave us. But if we stand on the word and trust God for what he's saying, surely, as he says, why do you, I marvel that you even doubt me. I cannot lie. Praise the Lord. God cannot lie. He says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night. You will have your peace, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. So all of these things, they're walking about seeking whom it may devour. It's not from God. And we go on to see, we're going to see that it's not from God. God is clearly telling us here. He is our protector. He loves you. He wants the best for you. He thinks the best of you. That's why he sent Jesus, so that we can have the very best. And so it's not that the weapons won't form, as verse 7 says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. So we see here in these passages of scripture and other scriptures, all the scriptures tell, you know, they come together, they connect. There's other scriptures that will tell you that there are weapons. There is trouble that will come. There are challenges that will come because we do have an enemy and we do live in a fallen world. This is not the world that God created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The word of God tells us in the book of Genesis. And God formed everything by his word. He first saw it, and then the word spoke it. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Spirit brings it to pass. Praise God. So in the beginning, the word of God tells us that everything was good and very good. Everything was good. There was nothing that wasn't good. But God created man with a free will, and we thank God for that. We have a free will. We have the ability to choose, to reason like our Creator. He gave that gift to us, and it is ours. Because of that, we can think the opposite because we have a free will. We can go against God. And that's what happened in the beginning with the first man and woman. They thought opposite of what God had said to them and showed them. And they chose to believe something different. And because of that, sin came into the world. Through that disobedient act, sin came into the world. But the author of that is Satan. He deceived Eve. And Adam just willingly chose to disobey God. So we live in a fallen world. And one day, the Word of God tells us it's good to read the Word of God. It is so good to know what God is saying so that you can have peace in the midst and you can know what's going on and why it's going on. You may not know, I do not know every single thing. I don't know every single detail. I'm not God. There's only one God. But what we do know, we do know. And how we know it is by studying the Word of God. It's by studying the Bible. When I say the Word of God, I'm talking about the Scriptures, the Bible. When you pick up this book and read and ask God to help you, the Holy Spirit will help you understand what is being said. And God will send you teachers, pastors, gifts in the body, missionaries, to help you understand the Word. And how do they do that? Because God has showed it to them. He's helped them. He's helped me. He's helped my husband, Moses Wafula. He's helped us so that we can go out to help someone else. It's not that we've arrived. It's not that we know everything. But what we do know, and we share so that you can go out and know and share. And then that person can go out and know and share. And God's Word will cause that ripple effect. Praise God. So the Word of God says, 1,000 may fall at your side. The Scriptures tell us in the book of John 16 that in the world, Jesus said, you're going to have tribulation because of the fall. It wasn't that way before the fall of man, before everything went topsy-turvy, went crazy. But now Jesus says, you're going to have tribulation. And he's talking about until he makes it right, this is the way it's going to be. We're going to have tribulation in the world. But he says to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. That's why Jesus came, to overcome these obstacles that he knew we would face. So the Word of God continues to tell us in Psalms, I'm reading in Psalms 91, 10,000 may fall at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. So here we're coming into the reading of who is causing these calamities. God is starting out showing you it's not from him, that he is your God, that you can trust him, that he is your protector, that he is your shield. He will cover you. So he's telling you, though, but things will come in the land. Things will come in your life that will shake you, that will shake your faith. But he says these things are coming because of the wicked one, the enemy, Satan, the devil. Because you have made the Lord, verse 9, who is your refuge, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. He's not saying evil shall not be around you, shall not come near you in the sense of it may shake you. But he's saying, stand strong. I will deliver you. The weapons will come. They will form, but they won't be from me. And he says, nor shall, and this is the key verse of why I'm giving this encouragement for today. Psalms 91, verse 10. This is the key verse. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Coronavirus is a disease. It's a spreading disease. It's an infection of whatever strain, whatever they say it is. It can spread. And it's a plague. That's what you call a plague. like, you know, the fever or thing, different things that we've had happen because of sickness and diseases. It's a plague. But God is saying, no plague will succeed if you trust me. No plague, no plague, no plague. Praise God, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. And God sends angels to us to minister to those who believe, those who are saved. He will send those angels to us to keep us in all of our ways. And it goes on to say, unless we dash our feet against a stone, and we will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we shall trample underfoot. This is the authority of the believer. These names, the cobra, the lion, the serpent, the young lion, we shall trample underfoot. These are the names of the devil. And so he's telling you clearly now, this is who it's from. He's in verse 8, he says, we will see the reward of the wicked. He's telling you it's wicked. The things that are coming against you is not from him. He doesn't send these things to teach you a lesson. Then if he did, why would he send Jesus? It makes no sense. He wouldn't send Jesus, and by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And he nailed everything that would hurt you or harm you or cause you to not have a productive, happy life. It was nailed to the cross with him. Why would he do all of that and then bring the sickness on you? Because of Jesus. We owe Jesus so much. All the abominations and everything of the things we do, the wrongdoings. Jesus nailed it to the cross. With him, it was nailed. And when God rose him from the dead, all with all power, that power was for us also to live a victorious life. And so these are names of the enemy, the devil, and we have the power to rebuke him. We can rebuke and command these things to go from us in the name of Jesus. This is the authority of the believer. You have to be a believer in Jesus Christ. These are the promises of God for the believer. And God will protect you. If you're not a believer, he sends his rain on the good and the not so good. He lets the sun, we feel the sun and the rays and the beauty of the sun. That goes for people who are saved or not. So God is merciful. He'll help you whether you're saved or not. But particularly for the believer, we have the power of the living God on the inside of us. And we can stand and resist the enemy. And verse 14, it says, because you love me, I will deliver you. Because you're trusting in me, I will deliver you. Because you know my name, because you're not ashamed of me, and you lift my name up above these circumstances. You trust me above these viruses, above the sickness, above what people say, above the evil, above anything else, I will deliver you. You will call on me and I'll hear you, answer you, and I will honor you. And with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Praise God. That's good news, isn't it? That's good news that God promised you a long life, a satisfied life, and show you his salvation. He will walk with you and show you what does it mean to be saved. What does it mean to have salvation? What does it mean to walk with me and I walk with you? He will teach you along life, the road of life in this earth. What does that mean? And you know, when you read the word of God, you see that the psalmist David wrote this. And in Psalms 90, it's talking about how long a person would live. And it says in verse 10, in verse Psalms 90:10, the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years. And then, so he's talking about how long a person may live. And then in verse 92, it talks about it's good to praise the Lord. So it's this Psalms 91 is sandwiched in between those two chapters for a reason. Psalms 90 is talking about how long a person is to live. And again, Psalms 92 is talking about praise the Lord. And wouldn't you praise the Lord after you've read Psalms 91? That with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. God is a good God, and he has a plan for you. And at the end of this life, you know, it's not over. It's not over. If you have trusted in God, if you have received his son, the gift that he has given you, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, if you have received him, then you will go to the next life with God throughout all eternity, where there's no sickness, there's no death, there's no crying, there's nothing that's going to disturb you, because God will protect you. And we won't have to see the challenges that we face today. These challenges are only for a time. It may seem like eternity to us, but when you think about the time that we're here on this earth, if we live to be 100 years old, the time compared to eternity, it is no comparison. There is no balance there. Eternity is way longer. We can't fathom. That's just never ending. So God is a good God, and he wants you to know what you're going through, it won't last, but you can have victory right now. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. You don't have to wait until you know God comes to receive you home. You can be blessed right now. You are blessed, and you do have the victory, but you have to trust God, and you have to stand. I encourage you to stand against words, things that will come at you. Resist it and trust God. So my time is up. I want to thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. I love to encourage people on what God is saying. It's the truth that you know that will make you free. It's the truth of God that's going to deliver you, because you will know the truth. And trusting, I'm believing, hopefully you will believe the truth. Be blessed. Until next time, you have an awesome day, an amazing day, filled with hope. And don't allow fear to dominate your life. Trust the living God. Have a great day.